All right, here we have a standing session. I will call it standing on the toes of one foot. I tend to do this one standing in front of something, say, as like a counter or a table. Or if I need to, I can reach over and touch the counter or table to give myself some stability. Just to have it there is kind of nice. And can you just please stand comfortably in front of that chair or table or whatever there is there for you? And just take a moment to get balanced, get comfortable. Feel where you are most stable on your feet. Are you pushing in, say, your heels or the front of your feet, your toes? Where do you feel most stable? Now, can you move your right leg out to the side a bit, a little bit, so that you can stand your right foot on your toes? Find a comfortable way to stand your right foot on the toes of your right foot. And also to turn your right heel out a bit, away from the body. And then bring it back down. And just do that a few times, finding how you can do it comfortably. Your right leg is out to the side and you come up onto the toes of your right foot and you turn your heel out away from your body. And notice that you can do that and keep your breathing relaxed. And notice that you can do that and feel stable and comfortable. And it could probably be useful to do it so that most of the weight of your foot is coming in between your big toe and then the second toe. It's almost as if you could, say, place a peg in between your big toe and your second toe on your right foot, and that's where the weight of your foot should be. Or let's just say could be. You can experiment with it. Because in a moment from now, not just yet, okay, but in a moment from now, I'd like you to think through, is there a way that you could safely and comfortably shift over onto your right foot, your right toes, so that you can stand on your right foot and your right toes? But don't do it just yet. I'd like you to take your time about it and think about it. Where would your right foot have to be? How would you shift your body over? You can shift your weight up onto your right leg with your right heel up. So you put your right foot on its toes, so your heel is up. And again, it's really important, this idea of turning your right heel outward. So at some point, when you come up onto your right foot, you're actually going to be looking to the left a little bit, turned to the left. That's why I have you have your right heel out a little bit. Can you find that movement? And as you experiment with doing it, you want to stop and rest with both feet flat on the floor. And then you want to take the right leg out again. And really get comfortable with having weight on your right toes, right? So you're not on the tips of your toes. Your toes are flat. And so maybe the front part of your right foot is on the ground. And, I mean, it can seem difficult at first, and it can seem like your right leg is kind of shaky, perhaps. But there is a direction, there is a way of having your right foot on the floor, on its toes, that can actually make this movement possible and comfortable. I mean, so easy that it's just like, you know, you get up to stand or you come to sit without thinking about it. That type of a movement. It may take a while to find. It may not happen right away. So you stop and get comfortable and breathe and relax, and then bring your right foot out again. Find just the right distance to have it from your left leg. Find just the right position of your toes. Maybe put just a little bit of weight on it and a little bit more weight and then back away. You don't have to put all your weight right away on your right foot and have your left foot come off the floor. You don't even have to do it at all. Just get comfortable with the idea and think about it really. I mean, it's your skeleton that's doing the work. Your skeleton's doing a great deal of the work. So where can you let go of muscular tension? Remember to keep your neck soft, keep your arms soft, keep your breathing soft. And then again, return to the middle, rest a moment in standing. And do it again whenever you're ready. So your right heel, you can have it, your right heel goes, it's backwards, it's out and backwards. And maybe even have your leg behind you if you think that would be easier. And you shift to standing front of your right foot so that you can lift your left foot from the floor. And if it seems too difficult or makes you feel too unstable, remember I asked you to have a chair in front of you or a counter, so why not reach over and hold with one of your hands? That's fine. And as I said, when you come up onto your right leg, you may find yourself looking to the left, turning to the left. You're on the tips of the toes of your right foot. You turn the right heel to the outside, and then you shift, slide onto standing on your right toes. And if that does seem too difficult, and you could always just stay on your right foot. So shift your right heel out and have your right leg flat and come up to standing on your right foot with your right foot flat on the floor. That's fine. The main constraint here is that you are relaxed and you're resting whatever you want to, and you learn something about your internal dynamics. You feel where you can relax your breathing, relax your arms, your neck, so that you can do this in comfort until you make it a continuous, simple movement. Relax your stomach. And can you do this so that you can, if you wanted to, you could look right and left and up and down so you're not holding or crunching up on your neck or your face or anything else? Very nice. Now, can you stop and rest in standing for just a moment? And notice how gravity goes through your right leg and your left leg. And perhaps walk around a little bit. Walk and notice your contact with the floor and walking. What's different? Very nice. Lovely. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. As usual, there are many more variations that we can do. We might come back to them at a future session. And enjoy.